Alrighty. Welcome back to another episode of Argue This with my special co-host, special person, whatever the fuck she wants to be called.
The guest star.
Yeah, I'm never going to remember that in a million years.
I know you're not doing it on purpose.
Yeah, I don't care. This week is going to be a little bit of a riff off of the other podcast that we do, the Human Podcast. So go listen to that if you want to understand where this question comes from. Are marital problems the business of your friends? So should your friends dive into your marital problems and try and help or go snitch on somebody with, you know, baseless information? Like, say I saw, like, say Tron saw me at a strip club. You know, is it his business to go dive in and say, hey, I saw your husband at a strip club to you?
I don't see going to the strip club as something bad.
Yeah, but a lot of women will.
Which I don't understand.
I don't go to the strip club because I'm not fucking paying $20 for a woman to grind on me with her fucking panties.
I don't know why other women would be bothered by that.
It's an insecurity issue. But, like, for instance, you have coworkers that are married.
Mm-hmm.
I met them all. I don't know any of their names.
Mm-hmm.
So say you see, like, the husband of one of them, you know, having lunch with another woman who is not his wife, gets up, gives her a nice hug, you know, and you see him get in the car and leave together. You don't follow him because, you know, you're not that invested. You're not that crazy. But, you know, he was supposed to be at work, you know, while this lunch was going on. Are you going to, you know, go back to work and be like, hey, I just saw your husband at lunch with another woman?
So I know what my coworker's partner is up to, and I know what they're supposed to be doing.
Well, like, you just have an assumption. Because it's the middle of the day, they're supposed to be at work, but they're having, you know, kind of, you're not sitting close enough to hear their conversation.
Okay.
But you see them from across the way, and you know what they look like, and you're like, what the fuck? You know, that guy is supposed to be at work, not having lunch with some other chick. But you see they're having a good fucking time. And are you going to run back to your work and go, you know, tell your, you know, coworker, hey, I saw your husband at lunch with another woman? You know, or is it none of your business?
So if I saw that situation, first off, I would not immediately jump to my coworker's partner's cheating on them. Like, they could be at lunch with a friend or a family member or a sibling. Like, I would not immediately jump to, oh, he's cheating.
Yeah, but would you go say something to his wife?
So I would, in a way, and I would phrase it, be like, oh, by the way, I saw your husband at such and such. Like, kind of just like as a conversation starter. It wouldn't be like, oh my god, I saw your husband, do you think he's cheating on you? Been like, oh hey, I saw him out in public. And that's just how I would say to any person. Like, it's a conversation starter, and I have trouble starting conversations, so that's how I would do that type thing. But, like, also, like, my coworkers and I, we know a lot about each other's relationships. And so, like, say if I saw Denise's husband out with a partner, I would, quite honestly, I would probably be on the know on whether or not they have, like, family over or whatnot. Like, and I also know a lot about their jobs. Like, I know a lot about my coworkers' partners. And so for me, I feel like if I saw that, it would either A, have enough information to go on knowing what the situation is about. Like, if Denise had Denise's husband's family was over, I would know because she'd be talking about it. So if I saw him out with a person who he was acting friendly with, I would assume it was a family member based on the other information that's already been given to me.
Okay, so say it's like a Saturday, and like So you wouldn't go immediately and snitch.
No, I'd be like, oh, by the way, I saw your husband at such and such place. Cool, huh? Like, I wouldn't be like saying it to snitch. I'd be like, oh, by the way.
As a man, that just seems kind of like, you know, yeah, like little like low daggery.
No. Why? Okay, I don't think you need. Okay, women, we talk about everything. Like, it's something we would talk about.
Like, in my head, it just seems like a lowbrow snitch. It's like, oh, by the way, random topic.
Okay, no.
I saw your husband out with another woman. Hmm.
Okay, so, no, this is just, like, a thing. Okay, so, like, the other day at work, like, Denise ran into Marissa's boyfriend, Ben, and so we were at work, and we were just at lunch, and we talked it, and we were, like, talking about, like, a library or whatnot, and all of a sudden, Denise was like, oh, yeah, by the way, I saw Ben at such and such restaurant, and it was like, oh, yeah, that's cool, and that's all it was. Like, it was just, like, I don't know, it's just sharing information. Like, it's not like we're, like, being like, oh, I saw your husband with, like, such and such. It's like, oh, by the way, I saw them when I was out and about. Like, we're just talking about our day.
Okay, so, like, what if they, like, start, like, getting really, like, who is she? Who is he with? What did she look like? You know.
Then I would describe things, but, like, I wouldn't read anything into it unless they themselves took on the assumption then moved forward with it.
Yeah, like if,
Okay, so, like, if I was, like, out and about for some reason, you and I went out at different times, and I saw you sitting at a table with some chick while I was out doing something else, and it was late at night, I would assume that's another comedian, and you two were just shooting the shit. I would not immediately assume, oh, my God, he's cheating on me. Like, that's what my first assumption would be. Well, what's hilarious is, like, you
know, I think you know, like, all the female comedians. Because they, like, all rally around you.
They do?
Oh, yeah.
Oh. What does that mean?
Like, I called you retarded on stage, and Leslie Fox was like, you know, how dare you?
I thought it was fucking hilarious.
How dare you call your beautiful wife retarded, you fucking suspender-wearing moron?
I don't think you were wearing suspenders.
I was.
Oh, okay.
I have the recording.
Oh, okay.
And it's hilarious.
Okay, well, some people don't understand that I am perfectly fine with you, quote unquote, poking fun at my autism because I also find it hilarious as shit. Like, I don't mind getting ribbed about it, I guess. Like, it doesn't bother me.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I, you know, just do it. I go for it.
Yeah, because I know you don't mean anything behind it. You're being a comedian. And I enjoy laughing at myself when I'm presented with the opportunity to do so.
It's like, my wife is, you know, a big old cat lady. You know, we call her a tiger lady, which is usually reserved for Asian moms that are really mean. Tiger moms.
But you said tiger lady.
Yeah. I mean, lady is, you know, just like a... Like, lady seems like a nice way of saying bitch. It's like, all right, lady. Thanks for that, lady.
Okay, so when I'm using that term, my term is chica.
Yeah, you're not Mexican or brown at all.
I know, but chica, that implies a bunch of derision, which I'm quite pleased by. And I can pull off the proper tone with it, too. So I'm guaranteed to get my message across.
Yes, Marcy.
And besides, this is what Courtney does, and I like to emulate my bestie.
Would you like to say hello to the people?
She's so cute.
There you go.
Baho.
So, like, if you've heard, like, a story from somebody else, like a third party, that somebody was cheating on their significant other, would you go to their partner with that information?
Okay, if it was third story, like someone told me, mm-hmm. I would not immediately go tell the other person because, like, when you hear something third story, like, you're not getting the whole picture or you've misheard things. And, like, there's assumptions that are not, like, things can be misconstrued. You know, like the telephone game?
Yeah, but that's not at all what you said last night.
What did I say last night?
you know, it was a story with like the dude and, you know, he's like being creepy, but the, you know,
boy. Okay, no. That's a family member. That's family member is different as opposed to someone I don't know coming and telling me that about someone I do know.
So
that
if would a not family member came, you just believe them outright?
If a family, okay, say if one of your family members came to me and told me that you were cheating, I would be a lot more likely to believe them as opposed to a total stranger. However, if your, if one of your brothers told me, I'd be like, this might just be for shits and gigs. If your mom or dad told me, I would have to take that a lot more seriously.
Well,
but again,
that'd be wild. It's like, I'm in California fucking women enough to where my mom catches notice of it. It's like, that point is not a problem.
But like, I would have to hear it from someone of that importance of our relationship related to that person for me to believe it. If some random stranger was like, yo, I saw your husband with some chick, I'd be like, okay.
Yeah. I'm with chicks all the fucking time at the comedy.
Yeah, you're with comedians. And you're allowed to have female friends as well. Like, I don't care. And I don't.
I do hit on their husbands, though, and it's hilarious.
Well, yeah, you're allowed to.
I'm supposed to.
You are supposed to. That would be like me better.
Are you kidding me? Like, some of these dudes, I'm like, God damn it. Why are you hot? Like, as like a semi-straight dude, you know, as like a bent dude. not fully straight, but just.
By curious.
Continue. No, I will fucking.
Continue.
You think I'm curious?
Oh my God. You're paying more attention to the actual definition of the word as opposed to the phrase.
No.
But continue.
Honestly, it's because I grew up in the days of gay chicken, and it's just super duper fun to like fuck with people.
What's gay chicken?
So gay chicken is where like two guys sit next to each other.
Uh-huh.
And like, you know, one guy puts his hand on, you know, his knee, and you do gayer and gayer things. Like you like reach up to like the leg, you know, until one person backs out, and then you're a gay chicken.
Okay, so what? Why are guys like this?
What do you mean, why are guys like this?
That's fucking weird.
It's not.
What?
It's not weird at all.
I have never once done that with any of my girlfriends.
Have you shown each other your tits?
Yes.
There you go. That's gay for you.
No, it's not.
Would you show another dude your tits?
It would depend.
A dude walks into your cat clinic with his cat. Would you show him your tits?
No.
Then.
Because that's not professional.
Yeah, but like, say you see him at Burning Man.
Some random person at Burning Man asks to see my tits, they will see my tits.
Here, folks. If you find my wife at Burning Man next year and
am I not supposed to?
And ask to see her tits, you get to see some titties.
Okay, I don't know just assuming that's how that works at Burning Man.
I don't know, but I'm just fucking shouting out to the boys. Boys, you want to see some titties?
I have a great set.
She has some titties.
I got good titties.
If you want to see some fucking titties, hell yeah, my boys.
With some really pretty piercings.
She has nipple piercings, too. If you want to see some fucking nipple pierced tits, fucking Burning Man 2024. And if you get us fucking tickets, you get a, you know, you can look at my penis, too. You can look at her tits as much as you want.
I've got a fine set. Everyone,
I will fucking post you. I will print out a fucking photo of her tits and just send them to you.
They're nice.
So, like, if you get us tickets to Burning Man 2024, hit me up, Alex the Truck, on Instagram or Twitter or X or whatever the fuck they call it. Yeah, if you want to see some fucking titties, or if you just show up to Burning Man and, you know, see my wife, you know, it's like titties, and she'll be like, yeah, here you go. Titties.
Like, quite honestly, I have an amazingly, surprisingly symmetric set of tits, all things considered.
I mean, my tits are symmetric too, so like.
Well, you have man boobs.
Yeah, that fucking chick was like dead on.
It's so fucking annoying.
With like the fucking toilet seat too. I'm like, God damn it, Morgan.
I did not get that one.
You know how our toilet seat like kind of wiggles? I've tightened it down, and you have to continue tightening it down.
Why?
Because like when you sit on a toilet seat, it like kind of shifts because you have a big old fat ass. But
you're the one with the big ass. I'm white.
Yeah, whatever.
There's nothing but there.
We're going to go ahead and end it there. My wife will not be a snitch unless she has absolute proof.
Yes, I'm not going to. I don't want to break up a marriage just on someone else's suspicion. That's not nice.
Like, would you go do a loyalty test?
I don't know what that is.
So that's where, you know, your girlfriend's boyfriend doesn't know who you are, and you go and try and hit on, you know, her boyfriend.
Oh, no, that shit's fucked up. Uh-uh. That shit is fucked up, in my opinion. If you trust your partner so little that you need your best friend to play a trick on him, there is no trust, and the relationship is over.
So you never do a loyalty test on me. Okay. Good.
Well, no, if someone needs to be a partner, there is no trust.
That way, if any chicks are, you know, trying to hit on me, I'm like, you're real. Hell yeah.
I have no need to do that.
It's like, you want to get some of this pussy? I'm like, not at all. But, you know, it's good to be fucking considered. It's like getting nominated for like a Golden Globe or an Emmy. It's like, I got nominated for pussy. It's like, yeah, everyone gets nominated for some pussy, dude. You walk into a restaurant and a chick clocks you from across the restaurant. She knows within the first 5 seconds if she'd fuck you or not.
What?
Every chick does this.
They do?
Subconsciously, yes.
What?
They'll look at a dude, you know, and if you were single, you would, you know, you've already determined if you would or wouldn't fuck that guy.
I think this is a physical attraction thing, and as I'm asexual, I don't experience that.
Well, whatever. But follow me Instagram, Twitter, Twitch, all that bullshit. Alex the Truck everywhere. AlexTheTruck. For those of you that can't spell, like California or Florida or Texas, I'm talking to you fucking rednecks. But everyone else, you understand what I said. And we will be back in 2 weeks. And what?
I have a stuck sneeze.
Oh, that sucks. And then, yeah, I have some plans coming in the future, so get ready for some cool shit coming down the pipeline. Bye.